Microsoft not getting it, AT&T still not getting it, movie studios sorta getting it, and Plants vs. Zombies 2 coming next year. It's Wednesday, August 22nd, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of iWeek. First up is some Microsoft news, and there's a fair bit of it today. To begin, it looks like Microsoft still doesn't get it. According to The Verge, Microsoft's Windows 8 Pro OS will be priced at $200 after a promotional price of $70 expires on January 31st, 2013. The software maker will also offer a Windows 8 to Windows 8 Pro upgrade option at retail stores for $70 until January 31st, 2013, when the price will be reverted back to $100. Microsoft previously announced its $40 Windows 8 Pro upgrade pricing for existing XP, Vista, or 7 users, a price available exclusively online for those wishing to download the software without the DVD. So that's that. I mean, $200 for the Pro Edition, and that is kind of steep. Even in the heyday of Apple updates, the going price was $129. $200 in this day of age for an operating system is simply not getting it. People ask me why I love Apple, and their low-cost software and operating systems is just one of the many, many reasons. So speaking of upgrading to Windows 8, is Microsoft opening up the upgrade program? According to The Verge, anyone who purchased a Windows 7 machine after June 2nd of this year can register from now until January 31st of next year to upgrade to Windows 8 Pro for just $1,499. If you miss the registration period, you'll have to pay the full price for the new OS when it comes out. The offer was originally said to be available in 131 countries, but Microsoft now reports that the deal is running in 140 countries. The full list can be found at windowsupgradeoffer.com. There's no word yet on when these registrations will get Windows 8 Pro, but it's coming, and coming soon. Last up in Microsoft news is the company updating their web apps for Office online to work with iOS. According to Microsoft, making something easy to touch is dependent upon the size of the target. Many user interface elements, such as the ribbon controls and context menus, fell well below the touchable size limits defined by Windows 8 and Microsoft Office. All these elements have been made easy to touch in the new Office web apps. Great care was taken care of to balance the increase in physical size of the UI with preserving as much real estate as possible for the actual document content. Yeah, so basically what they said and all that, they optimized it for touch and that they realized the error of their ways. The desktop versions of Windows 8, of Office for Windows 8, are not really touchable, even though they're selling it with the Surface, which is a touch device. My head's already spinning, if you can't tell. Hopefully, they do update their desktop apps for the Surface, as Microsoft already understands it's a less than ideal solution. Now, let's move on to some mobile news. First up is a rumor. It's a rumor, but it seems pretty legit. T-Mobile is working on releasing a true unlimited data plan. The really killer thing here is it'll cost $30. According to 9to5 Google, the plan will reportedly do away with speed limits, caps, and overages for smartphone and tablet owners. Sadly, the plan doesn't apply to T-Mobile's hotspots. Rather, customers will be forced to choose from the 5GB or 10GB offering. This is rather awesome news that shows what a good carrier really can do. Now on to what a bad carrier can do. AT&T, which I would now start to call a bad carrier from a customer service perspective and just caring about a customer perspective, AT&T is getting accused by several groups and individuals that their FaceTime restrictions violate the FCC rules of net neutrality. And I would happen to agree here. According to MacRumors, a senior staff lawyer for Public Knowledge told the New York Times that it felt AT&T was violating FCC rules that service providers not block applications that compete with the provider's voice or video telephony services. John Bergmeier, lawyer for the organization, noted that there's no technical reason why one data plan should be able to access FaceTime and another not. This is very true, and a simple truth that I think any 5-year-old can understand. However, AT&T is not nearly as smart as most 5-year-olds. An AT&T spokesperson issued the following statement about these allegations. I love this. Here we go. FaceTime is available to all of our customers today over Wi-Fi. That's because Apple gives it to you and not AT&T. We're now expanding its availability even further as an added benefit of our new mobile share data plans. So that's the statement. Once again, AT&T, let me say this to you. FaceTime is not a service that you provide. It is something built into the operating system from Apple, not you. It is a service Apple provides. Don't be evil. Customers will actually want to stay with you as a carrier if you treat them as good human beings and people that you don't want to that you're not trying to screw over every 2 seconds here. So, just a little tip there, AT&T. Try to treat the customer like a person. Now onto some app news. First up is Alpha Range. Engadget reports that Alpha Range is more than just another bit of mobile nostalgia. For one thing, you're going to need a lot more than just your phone to play this. You'll need a projector, a tripod, and even a laser pointer. So when your iOS device is facing the wall, its camera monitors the field. Using computer vision algorithms to detect the laser shots in real time, finally, we get to use a laser pointer for something rather awesome. And this is a rather cool thing. In fact, they were bummed that they had to put the laser pointer down at the end of the game, as the game was really responsive and incredibly addictive. And the game itself will be $8 in iTunes App Store. But beside that, you'll need the laser pointer and the projector and the tripod to make this all work, which it sounds pretty cool if you had the right setup for this, and I'd love to see other people innovate like these guys do. Once again, it is called Alpha Range, available in the App Store. Now let's move on to Plants vs. Zombies 2. So basically, we don't know much about this at all. Plants vs. Zombies 2 is coming out in spring of 2013. Beyond that, they said the game will have new features, settings, and situations, but that's about it. Plants vs. Zombies is a rather fun game, and I'm looking forward to its sequel. Now, closing out the show today is some entertainment news. To begin, are movie studios actually starting to get it? To begin, it's the fact that some movies are now offering digital copies in HD as well as SD with iTunes extra downloads, essentially the same as if you purchased the movie in HD. In the past, SD copies were the only ones available through these digital copies, which you get with Blu-ray and DVD purchases. So this is a scenario. You buy the Blu-ray of Hunger Games for $20, and you get a digital copy in HD, which also includes the SD, which also includes iTunes extra download. So you get all the benefits of the $20 purchase in iTunes with your initial purchase of $20 for the Blu-ray. So you get the best of both worlds through this. So far, only a handful of titles have confirmed to do this. So far, Game of Thrones, The Hunger Games, Jaws, and True Blood do this. I'm expecting this will be the new norm, but it will be on a title-per-title basis. This is rather awesome news and would encourage me to actually buy the Blu-rays. That is, if I actually had a TV and actually had a Blu-ray player. That's not me. I'm an iTunes-only guy right now. I watch stuff on my iPad and my MacBook Air, and that's a pretty cool setup for me. Not having physical things is a good thing for me, my rather mobile setup. So if you are a Blu-ray guy, just look into that. It's a rather awesome thing you can now do. And other digital copy news is Warner Brothers doing something pretty cool themselves. They're extending expiration dates of their codes. According to The Verge, Warner Brothers has extended the redemption deadlines that accompany many of the studio's Blu-ray and DVD digital copies. they're extended until May of 2017. In fact, many titles in Warner Brothers' catalog have received a new expiration date, giving Blu-ray buyers another chance to redeem codes that previously lapsed. The Dark Knight and Gran Torino, two films with digital copy codes that have expired for some time, now reflect the new date of May 17, 2017. Some users have reported that expired codes are once again being accepted by iTunes, though others have had to contact customer service at Warner Brothers to receive an updated redemption key. It's unclear why Warner Brothers decided to do this, particularly for titles that are several years old now, some that are even out of print. But anyways, this is a rather awesome thing that the studio is doing. It's not all doom and gloom in this industry for digital content. Now, if only Schindler's List and Minority Report could be made available on iTunes, because I would love to give you some money. I'm not sure which studios those belong to. I believe Universal. In other news, and last up today, is the TV show The Office. It is coming to an end. This upcoming season, Season 9, will be its last. According to reports that I found on Hypeable.com, this year feels like the last chance to make an artistic ending to the show. This will be the last season of The Office, and we're planning a big, exciting last season. All questions will be answered this year. We're going to see who's behind the documentary, which is going to be a fun thing to see that happen. You know, who's been mockumentarying this whole 9 seasons here. We will be doing more character arcs and more drama in the Jim and Pam storyline. We are planning some big surprises. I'm guessing the show will feel more like Dunder Mifflin from before the Saber merger. I really can't wait to see how the show ends. It was a good run, but it has run its course. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. You can find the show notes at iawakepodcast.com. I also do videos over on youtube.com/TCHATEN. And finally, if you'd like access to the script as well as bonus content, head on over to iwakepodcast.com/again. That's where you get all the info and can sign up for iWake Again. Thanks for listening or watching. I'll talk to everyone again tomorrow. A fantastic evening, and have a good one.